This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Forecasters say there's a strong chance that the weather phenomenon known as El Niño could return later this year. El Niño generally makes things warmer. And what climate change has been doing, when you factor that in, it's possible 2023 or 2024 could become the globe's hottest year on record. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more on economic costs.
El Niño has a lot of effects, says Justin Mankin, an assistant professor of geography at Dartmouth College.
Things like droughts and floods and wildfire conditions, those get enhanced with El Niños.
It also raises the possibility of more extreme heat in some parts of the globe, and those hot days are expensive. Mankin and a colleague estimated the dollar cost of the hottest days of the year between the early 90s and 2013.
At the low end, $5 trillion, and at the upper end, nearly $30 trillion globally.
There's business interruption, there are health impacts, there are infrastructure impacts.
Kathy Boffman-McLeod is with the Atlantic Council. She says businesses should prepare for the heat.
Get educated, get aware, and do a heat risk assessment for your employees and for your operations.
That means learning where heat could impact your supply chain, she says, and protecting workers. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.